Legislative coverage online is made possible by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, and the Friends of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today is Pastor John Fetty. Leading us in our Pledge of Allegiance is Paige Catherine Cheney of Platt.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we come to you because we know you are merciful and that you grant the desires of our hearts if we want to serve you. We simply ask now for the tact and wisdom and ability to conduct the affairs of the state of South Dakota. We also would ask for our military, Lord, that you would grant them safety, but Lord, give their leaders wisdom. Lord, we will look forward to the answers to our prayers. For this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson, Bartling, Boland, Kamak, Campbell, Carson, Konzett, Craig, Cronin, Dryden, Duvall, Eklund, Erickson, Fikett, Feinstein, Gibson, Greenfield, Donhager, Jennehager, Hayek, Hawks, Holly, Heineman, Heinert, Hickey, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Kopp, Langer, Lateral, Lust, Magstead, May, Mickelson, Munsterman, Nelson, Norfstrup, Olson, Otten, Parsley, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Rockema, Rounds, Rosm, Russell, Schaefer, Shanefish, Shrimp, Sly, Solem, Stalzer, Steele, Stevens, Tolson, Tyler, Virtue, Werner, Westra, Wick, Wink, Wismer, Speaker Gosh. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 27th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Brian G. Gosh, Chair.
Those in favor of approving the journal will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Journal is approved. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege.
Granted.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an announcement I think most of you have been waiting for all session. Next Thursday, the 6th of March, will be Packer Day at the Capitol. Some of you may construe that with Jersey Day. No, we're not bringing cows up here. It is Packer Day at the Capitol, so wear your favorite team's jersey or tie or bring a cheese head. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Kaiser. Granted, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Honorable members of the People's House. Got a couple very, very special guests with me today. My beautiful wife, Laura, who is carrying our second child. He or she will be joining us in July. And then my young man there, my three-year-old, Jackson. Thank you.
Welcome. Representative Norstrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. It's Aberdeen Day, I guess, for the second time in 2 weeks. But my wife, Holly, Allie is who I'm holding, and then Evie is the other one. And yes, they are twins. So.
Welcome. I know there'll be some announcements later about the money raised for kids voting and the game itself and the fundraiser, but I would like to acknowledge at this time that one of our own accounted for almost half of our point total. And although we lost, we should recognize his feat. He got 52 out of 60 free throws. That's the rifleman, Representative Jim Boland. Representative representative, if you could come forward and receive a trophy that says the representative Jim Rifleman Bolin, 2014 Liberty Ball Game free throw hot shot.
Well, thank you very much. This is, I'll tell you folks, it'll be a little while now. I was 14 years old last night. I was in my backyard, and I was just out there shooting. And that's what, from the time I was 5 years old to the time I was about, when I went through my senior high school, and then a little ways after that, I was just shooting balls. That's all I was doing. And I've kind of, this is great. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and thanks, I will say this, my all-time record's 59. If you had to ask me to run up and down that court very much when I'm 63 years old, you wouldn't get much done, but if I can just stand and shoot, I can still do it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Communications.
Mr. Speaker and members of the House of Representatives, I have the honor to inform you that on February 27th, 2014, I approved House Bill 1130, and the same has been deposited in the office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, Dennis Dugard, Governor.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Retirement Laws respectfully reports that Senate Bill 42 and 43 do pass. Senate Bill 40 and 41 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Manny Steele, Chair. The Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that Senate Bill 150 do pass. Senate Bill 147 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Senate Bill 183 do pass as amended and be placed on the consent calendar. Scott Munsterman, Chair. The Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports that Senate Bills 37, 38, 87, and 152 do pass. Fred W. Romkema, Chair. The Committee on Local Government respectfully reports that Senate Bill 75 do pass. Senate Bill 171 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Tim Rounds, Chair.
Messages.
Message from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Bill numbers 1012, 1014, 1015, 1028, 1029, 1061, 1073, 1079, 1108, 1125, 1152, 1156, 1178, 1181, and 1198, which have passed the Senate without change. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith SCR numbers 5 and 7, which have been adopted by the Senate, and your concurrence is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Jeanette Shipper, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 5, expressing the support for civic education in the public schools in South Dakota and recognizing February 26, 2014 as Civic Education Day at the State Capitol. Senate Concurrent Resolution number 7, expressing support for all South Dakota high school students learning and practicing the basic skills of hands-only cardiopulmonary resuscitation prior to graduation.
Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Wink moves that the reports of the Standing Committees on State Affairs on Senate Bill 154, as found on page 566 of the House Journal, be adopted.
Those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carries. Consent calendar items.
C, Senate Bill 151, an act to revise the appointment process for the State Veterans Home Superintendent. Senate Bill 115, an act to provide for travel insurance and regulate travel insurance retailers. Senate Bill number 5, an act to permit the court reciprocal discretion to hear certain petitions for protection orders due to domestic abuse or for protection orders due to stalking or physical injury. Senate Bill 70, an act to codify legislation enacted in 2013. Senate Bill 71, an act to allow the contract for the publication of the codified laws to be extended for more than 1 year. Representative Feinstein requested that Senate Bill 49 be removed from the consent calendar.
The consent calendar items, having had their second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Seeing none, the question for the House is final passage of the consent calendar bills. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The member shall proceed to vote.
Feinstein votes aye. Representative Wismer. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
63 yeas, 0 nays.
The consent calendar bills, having received a majority vote of the members elect, are hereby declared passed. Any questions on the titles? Seeing none, titles are deemed correct. Second reading of Senate bills.
Representative Cronin moves that the balance of the calendar be deferred to Monday, March 3rd, the 29th legislative day.
Those in favor of the Cronin motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carries. There being no objection, the House will revert to order business number 5, reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that House Bill 1095, 1105, and 1135 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 10:05 a.m., February 27, 2014. Respectfully submitted, Brian Gosch, Chair. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared House Bill 1012, 1014, 1015, 1028, 1029, 1061, 1073, 1079, 1108, 1125, 1152, 1156, 1178, 1181, 1189, and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Brian Gosch, Chair.
Speaker signs an act to provide for free resident fishing licenses for certain entities teaching basic fishing skills. Speaker signs an act to increase the non-refundable application fee for resident bighorn sheep, mountain goat, and elk licenses. Speaker signs an act to create an equitable process to handle water right applications submitted for aquifers determined to be fully appropriated by the Water Management Board. Speaker signs an act to revise the amount counties may be reimbursed for the detainment of parole violators. Speaker signs an act to revise certain requirements regarding the Richard Hagen Minerva Harvey Memorial Scholarship Program. Speaker signs an act to include limited liability companies and certain provisions regarding the licensing of boats and motor vehicles and certain provisions regarding the dealers and manufacturers of certain vehicles, manufactured homes, and mobile homes. Speaker signs an act to provide for the cancellation of an expired mechanics and materialman's liens. Speaker signs an act to authorize certain lighting on vehicles operated by ambulance service personnel. Speaker signs an act to repeal certain outdated and obsolete provisions regarding employment strikes and lockouts. Speaker signs an act to repeal certain outdated and obsolete provisions regarding judicial remedies. Speaker signs an act to revise certain provisions regarding registration of limited partnerships. Speaker signs an act to allow the transmission of electronic documents related to insurance policies. Speaker signs an act to revise certain provisions related to false statements pertaining to aircraft registration and associated penalties. Speaker signs an act to allow for the requirement of a certification of health form or health from an employee of a school. Speaker signs an act to revise certain provisions regarding the administration of medical treatment for individuals with mental illness. Any announcements? Representative Stevens.
Judiciary has 7 bills at 10 o'clock on Monday.
Thank you. Speaker. Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Unfortunately, Commerce will work on Monday at 10 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Baker. Representative Carson.
Thank you. Appropriations, 8 o'clock Monday morning. Come and watch us.
Thank you. Representative Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to introduce the doctor of the day, a friend of mine. When I was in medical school, I stayed in his house in Mitchell and worked under his father, who's a psychiatrist, Dr. Tom Herman.
Welcome. other announcements? Representative Sly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Education will not be meeting on Monday. We will meet on Wednesday, though.
Any other announcements? Representative Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think all of you should have on your desk a sheet that has Liberty Ball Game on the top of it, 17th annual. What I'd really like everyone to do is put your ideas down on here, how we make the game a fun game, some of your ideas for some challenges during the game. Let's make this a spectator sport. Let's make this a family night, and let's keep the ball rolling on making the kids' Liberty basketball game what it was when I first got here in 2009. The stands were full. So some of those ideas, well, I'll send all these that you get them back to me. I'll send them to the people in charge. I have an envelope right here. And then during the course of the next year, they can look at all of these. And hopefully your spiritual leader and new coach, Representative Rounds, can put those all into play. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Further announcements? Representative Wick, how do we do on raising money for kids voting?
Well, I'll congratulate the House members, because last night, before we counted any of the money from the auction, which they had not planned on doing, we kind of brought that to their attention when we showed up with some auction items, and it was like, uh-oh, we weren't going to do it this year. But without counting that, we were over 5,400. We're approaching 5,500 because I picked up another $40 today from the 50-50 funds that were some of them given back to kids voting. Total for all of it is now over $14,000, and that'll be updated. There's on your sheet, on one of the sheets in front of you, is the total is $14,100 and some dollars, and I'm not really positive of what that was. I don't remember. I looked at it, but we'll get an update on Tuesday or Wednesday when they get the final totals in. But it was a very good night. I really appreciate what everybody did. It's the best year we've had, and you're all to be congratulated because we did a good job. So thank you for what you did. I hope next year you come back with even more and find some more ways to raise a few dollars.
Thank you. And I know we're almost done, but we do have some students who just came in. Is this the St. Mary's Catholic School? Is this the Dakota Christian School District? That's all I've got. So, Chamberlain Middle School? Stand up and be recognized. Thank you for being here. Very good. Any other announcements? Seeing none, Representative Steele.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
Those in favor of adjourning will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
We are adjourned.